your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all the traditional owners across the beautiful country. I was welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. All right, going to jump straight into it. Now, our Tarawarra Museum of Arts exhibition, Willem Bick puts Wurundjeri people in full control of a curatorial process. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Stacey Piper and talk about Tarawarra's, well, she's Tarawarra's First Nations curator. On the line, Stacey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'll acknowledge that I'm on calling in from the land of my mob, the Wurundjeri people, up in beautiful Wurundjeri mountain country by the river, the Bitterdung, and I acknowledge my elders, past, present, and my community, and all our Bulbuk and Burais, our future. I'm a Wurundjeri Jaja Wurrung and Nurailam Wurrung woman from the Kulin Nations down in southeast Australia in so-called Victoria. And, I was appointed the First Nations Curator for Yallingwa, which is a major partnership between Creative Victoria and Tarawarra Museum of Art, as well as ACCA, the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art. So I was really privileged to curate a show in the program.
No, fantastic. So tell us about the art exhibition, Willem Bick, if I got the pronunciation right.
Yeah, you've got it right, and that's it. It's Bick. So Willem Bick means home country or homeland or common ground, even, as a lot of mob know, and as you'd know, our language loosely translates to the English language, and our language holds a lot of depth, and Willem Bick, you know, kind of embraces all of that, and just the story of home country, and I suppose the common ground between all the artists I selected for the show.
Yes.
I think at the time, 2.5 years ago, I was seeing a lot of concern for country. This was before the pandemic, and up here on my country, Wurundjeri country, there's a lot of logging going on up in the mountains, and it's critical to the planet, just our cultural heritage, but also rivers drying up, and, you know, bushfires, wildfires, which are caused by the mismanagement of country. So, yeah, I thought it was really important to address that in the exhibition, but without polarising people and making them feel like it's all doom and gloom.
Sure.
It really became a celebration of country here in the southeast. The artists cover a lot of country across the southeast and across the border of Victoria up into Barkindji country and Wiradjuri country, because we're all connected via the rivers, the water country. So, yeah, it's really awesome to see how we've all our kinship links and our countries and how beautiful it is. So it's a celebration, as well as there's undertones of, you know, destruction of country.
Well, exactly. And Stacey, when you look at it, this year's NAIDOC theme, you know, Hill Country, and I think it's all fitting, and that shows you how powerful our ancestors are working with us, from the other side, sister.
Oh, it's so true, and I love that you said that. I'm getting goosebumps right now, because there were so many instances throughout curating the show that it was them, it was not me.
Exactly. I'm feeling you, sister. I'm feeling you.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, you know, even with the Jitty Jitty film, we wanted to film some Jitty Jitties, which is the Willy Wagtail. It's one of our, creative spirit protectors down here. And
yes.
We needed footage. And then one day my daughter rolled down the hill at Tarawarra, and I had to chase after her because there's a man-made lake down there. And lo and behold, we found a Jiri Jiri nest in the
there
tree.
You go.
So we got the camera guy up there and we filmed it. And then, you know, William Barak has lyrebird feathers in many of his ceremonial paintings, which are on display within the Welcome to Country section. And I thought, wow, I said to my cousin Mandy, we've got to get lyrebird feathers a part of our ceremony. You know, he's telling us something, he's talking to us.
Exactly.
And next minute I've got 12 of them delivered to me from a person who surveyed some of the trees. And it was all in the same week.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful, sister. Beautiful yarn. So what do you expect when you walk into the museum? What can we see when we look at the room?
Yeah, so when you first come through, you're greeted by those lyrebird feathers at the start of the exhibition, and there is a viewer warning because there are images and stories of, you know, mob that have passed.
Sure.
But, yeah, the mob ancestors.
Exactly.
So when you walk in, you can expect to see a room, a welcome to country. It's like a metaphoric welcome to country, I kind of called it, but it's an honouring of country and ancestors first, because obviously our protocols across all mobs around the country, that's what we do. That's our values. We honour those who came before us. And so I felt, you know, we really needed to get some of those ancestor tools and adornments up there and return them home for a few months. And Museums Victoria were really amazing. They were really supportive in helping get that through and getting, you know, all the display cases and the mounts done. And yeah, we've displayed them in a way as if they were being used, not laying down on flat tables.
Yes. And when you look at, we talk about songs, we talk about dance, exhibitions is another tool we use regarding educating the people of the world. And if not, talking about our ancestors and our heritage and as strong and resilient people we are, 60,000 years, sister.
Well, yeah, and there's so much to honour. And obviously I feel like one of the lucky ones because I get to, you know, use my role, my job, to tell these stories.
Exactly.
And, we've got, ceremony in the space. It felt appropriate to have the Jitty Jitties projected on the wall opposite the William Barak paintings so that it's a way of also healing the spirit of our ancestors. It's like they're looking on to us and they're watching us doing what they wanted us to do. We're hearing your messages, you know. We were listening.
Exactly, exactly.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Exactly. So how long is the exhibition on for?
So it's on until, it's only another 2 weeks.
Is that right?
So it closes on the 21st November.
Open up the border so we can get down there.
I know.
Exactly.
I feel lucky though because, you know, I thought we wouldn't open at all.
Yeah.
With this last snap lockdown.
Yeah, the ancestors working again.
Oh, I mean, maybe they wanted to just settle into the space first for a bit.
Well, exactly. or just tickle you there on the side there, sister.
Yeah.
Too beautiful.
We've had so many people through and it's, you know, really making my heart sing because that's what it's for. It's not about me. It's about the artists, about country. It's about our old people and it's a real beautiful celebration. We've got a virtual tour online if people want to check it out.
Okay.
It's really,
and how do they see that online?
Yeah, so it's Tarawarra Museum of Art. Just Google Tarawarra Museum of Art, and then click on exhibitions, and on there you'll find Willembeek, and within there there's lots of content. With you know, COVID's obviously not great, but we actually we've filmed a lot of content which we wouldn't have done otherwise.
So yeah,
we've got heaps of videos and content for you to explore and learn about country down here, and the virtual tours on there as well. So.
Well, Dudley, it's a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much for sharing, Stacey, and a fantastic job. Big shout out to you, your family, your team, too, Dudley. And,
Thank you.
Acknowledge all the mob down there, Victoria, my sister.
Yeah, I can't wait to get up and visit you, mob.
Please.
Soon.
Come and hang out with Nemo. Come to far north Queensland.
Thank you,
Dudley. You take care, Stace. Bye, darling.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn. Stacey Piper, her name is. Tarawarra's First Nation curator and talking about the exhibition, the art exhibition, Willembeek, and puts Wurundjeri people in full control of the curatorial process. And look, fantastic. And COVID-19 is not stopping that exhibition. Fantastic. Ancestors are strong, are they not? Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416.
I am born of the land, my soul is a son. Nature is my mother, I am Mother Nature's son. The wind is my spirit, running wild, running free. Water is my mirror, reflecting visions in me. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am, I am Aborigine. I'm like a great river that slowly runs dry. Pollute me and abuse, and like the river I will die.
And I'm the host of National Talk Black. That daily track there, I am. That's Johnny Huckle here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev. Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, National Centre for the Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse, to be driven by a consortium of leading expert organisations. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Donna Burns, Deputy CEO of Healing Foundation, on the line. Donna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trendy Trev. I'm great, thank you. I'm calling in from Yuggera and Turrbal country today in Meanjin here in Brisbane.
Beautiful.
Looking a little bit weathersome outside. The rain might be coming.
There you go. Okay, well, cool the place down. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Donna.
Absolutely. Thanks, Trendy. I'm Donna Burns, proudly Wiradjuri descendant. Like I said, living here on Turrbal and Yuggera country, and very proud to be the Deputy CEO of the Healing Foundation.
Yes.
I'm very much committed to elevating the voices of stolen generation survivors and their descendants.
Fantastic. Now, National Centre for the Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse, to be driven by a consortium of leading expert organisations. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. The Healing Foundation are very proud to be the winning consortium alongside Blue Knot Foundation and the Australian Childhood Foundation to lead out a very important piece of work.
Yes.
We're very proud because this National Centre for the Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse is a national first.
Mm-hmm.
We are incredibly proud that we can draw on it's very much driven by survivor story, and that's why I think we at the Healing Foundation are very well placed to be part of this leading consortia as we work towards preventing and also supporting victims and survivors of child sexual abuse.
Well, exactly. And when you look at the work that you guys do, Healing Foundation, it is a space where people can come forth and talk about their experiences and the atrocities upon them, but also light at the end of the tunnel and moving forward into the future, yes?
Oh, thank you. That's so refreshing to hear that, because that's exactly what we aim to do.
Mm.
We really acknowledge abuse and trauma as a driver for current situations, but we really are focused on using those stories to turn systems, sectors, workforces around to focus on the strength. And so thank you so much for acknowledging that, because we are really committed to that work.
Yes.
And this National Centre, for us to be at the table as a First Nations organisation, is critical to that strength-based approach going forward.
Well, exactly. And you're speaking about that space and representing that space of child sexual abuse to be heard and so, but also just for our people who've got that space. So you being there, it's fitting. It was meant to be is what I'm picking up, sister.
Look, it really is, and it's something that we're not taking lightly. This is serious stuff, right?
Of course it is.
Fundamental to people's well-being, child safety. Children have a right to be safe. But to have this national centre, which will focus on what is the evidence, whereby we can not only support those victims and survivors and co-design and walk alongside them, but also provide the research and evidence to prevent it happening in the first place.
Exactly. Look, it is a team effort, and if you've got a situation or problem or mishap, talking about it, that's the first medicine, If you can admit it, talk about it, then you can fix it, you can heal, can't you?
Yeah. Look, It's not an easy journey for sure.
No.
But if we can acknowledge what is the best practice through this centre, and we can reduce stigma so that people are well supported in their brave storytelling, because we know it's brave to share these stories.
Yep.
But if we can, and if others around survivors can see the triggers or the signs to look out for, and also jump in and support.
Exactly.
So that, you know, we can take away that stigma, and it's so important. That safe place, like you just described, is critical as well. So we are very gracious,
yep.
And we're very... I don't want to use the word excited because it's not an exciting topic, but we're very grateful to be at the table so that we can hear what and learn what that best practice is.
Well, excited about the light that shines on your organisation and the work that you're doing. So get excited about that, do you know what I mean? Because it's a very important space.
Absolutely. That we're thrilled about. It's just a topic that I'm very mindful of the respect that
of
we
course.
Want to give all of
Thanks,
the work.
Donna.
And that includes the work we do with Stolen Generation survivors and their descendants broadly.
Exactly.
It's respectful work, and I never want to forget that. But, yeah, our colleagues at Blue Knot and the Australian Childhood Foundation are exceptional.
Yep.
It's a $22.5 million commitment from government over 5 years to fund this operation.
Bit of coin will help, yes.
Yes, and we, as in Fiona Cornforth, our CEO, and myself, as the Deputy CEO of the Healing Foundation, will be on the board of directors for this national centre. So
Beautiful.
We, as a First Nations organisation, will be keeping very close to the progress.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, a big shout out to your beautiful CEO, Cousin Fiona Cornford. Hope she's well.
I know.
And thank you for sharing, my sister.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having us. And she's on leave. I'm sure she'd be here, but, you know,
Good.
I'm happy to
hold the reins. Too deadly, Donna. Look, great talking with you, my sister. Look, stay
too.
Black, stay deadly, stay strong. Big shout out to your mob, your team, your family. Stay safe. And congratulations in that expert organisation leading the way.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for your support.
Thanks, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Donna Burns, her name is Deputy CEO of Healing Foundation and National Centre for the Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse, to be driven by a consortium of leading expert organisations. And one of the teams there is the Healing Foundation, of course, Blue Knot Foundation, as Donna mentioned, and also the Australian Childhood Foundation. So a deadly team there. Voice for our people, protecting our young ones. That's what it's all about. They are our future. Have your say in Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Hey, jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. 'Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. She won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. In barroom mirror on the wall, don't stare at someone else. Don't show the world fool I am. Just keep it to yourself. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. And jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. 'Cause there's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. Let it go. Just can't learn. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand. That jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle, let go of my hand.
my hand.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Too deadly. That choppy number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying, Yana, I'm strong, you mob. Hope you're deadly. Hope you're fine. And got a smile on your dial. All right, now, Travelling Film Festival comes to Cairns with a First Nations documentary. We're going to catch up a yarn now with, well, to tackle that yarn, we have former NRL player Dean Witters on the line. Brother Dean, good morning. How are you?
Great, man. Going well. And I hope it's nice up there in sunny Cairns, eh?
It is, brother. The heat is on, but it's all good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm Annawan man from northern New South Wales. Down here we say the toughest and the best out of all the mobs. You know,
there you go.
I'm a Narwhal Eel from Rangitoto in northern New South Wales. The Narwhal Eels are famous rugby league team down here, but I'm on Gadigal country at the moment in Sydney, so right in the heart of it.
Too deadly, brother. Thank you very much. So we're talking about Travelling Film Festival comes to Cairns. I'm trying to work out how former NRL player is heading up this yarn, brother. What, you a bit of an actor, or you part of the Travelling Film Festival, or you do pole dance on the side? Tell us the story, the connection there, brother.
Well, I'm no actor, brother. I've got no chance in that role. But I was passionate about this performance, you know, and I wanted to tell the story of it. I believe that, you know, this unity dance that's performed, some of the history behind it, I suppose the couple of things that I'm passionate about, you know, my culture, about sport, particularly rugby league, and the opportunity to go and make a difference in community and bring people together. And good. This film sort of tells that story, and I'm really proud of it. You know, we started it a long time ago, sort of tracing the journey of this performance that the players do before All-Stars, but it was more about connecting them with culture and what makes them strong and how they heal themselves and how they become better as role models, and you see that throughout this film.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, just confirming the film, Aratika, Rise Up, is that the pronunciation?
Aratika, yeah, so it means rise up. It's an Anuan word. Aratika means rise cool. up.
Rise up. So inspirational and motivational for anybody watching the film, just with that title, that name there, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I never got to experience culture growing up, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't taught to us as much as what it is today. And
yep.
The opportunities for people to speak their language or to perform dance. And a lot of our footballers were the same. You know, they hadn't had that chance and opportunity as kids growing up. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, if we're going to stand up as cultural leaders or as role models in community, we need to be able to show everyone that we're strong in our culture and we're proud of how we represent proudly in our culture. So young kids could look at this dance and want to perform it, or want to learn their language, or want to learn more about that shame barrier. You know, we wanted to make sure that was gone.
So exactly.
This is one of the main reasons why we wanted to come up with that dance, and wanted young kids to learn it and sit in their lounge rooms and imitate the players and look at their heroes doing dance so that they could do the same thing when at school or in the home or in the community anyway.
Exactly. So I'm picking up whether you're an NRL player, whether you're a doctor, whether you're an actor, you know, whatever you're doing, have culture front and centre, have culture as your foundation in your life. Yes, brother.
Yeah, well, but culture is healing.
Of course it is.
Your culture is healing. That's your safe place. That's the place that makes you strong. You know, whether it's practicing a dance, whether it's speaking your language, whether it's going home on country and being around mob, or just being around other Indigenous people, you know. But also I believe that in this film and through this dance, there's this great opportunity to share our culture. And this film and the dance welcomes non-Indigenous people in to learn a bit about our culture, to see what a difference it makes, and to understand our people and our issues and stuff, and how we're overcoming them. And I think it's in sport, it's always been that softer, welcoming place for people to come together.
Yes.
And this film represents that, and so does the dance as well. You know, the dance, we call it unity dance, because it brings people together, even the opposition, it brings the opposition together as well.
And look, you've got a deadly man in regarding introducing the film, Shawnee Chulbra, a funny man at that, and him himself is inspirational, and it ain't going to be a dull moment.
Well, but, you know, he plays a big part in the film, Sean, and he's played a big part in the dance and the story of the dance.
Yes.
You know, he's so entertaining, and in the film, the parts I've seen of it, he's he really stands out. He's a great storyteller, and that comes through. He's got a great way of delivering about Indigenous culture that welcomes people in, that warms people in, and he does it so well. And to have him up there introduce the film in Cairns is amazing. So
he's
fantastic. He's certainly going to entertain everyone up there.
Too deadly. Dean Witters, good yarning with you, my brother. Thank you for sharing. And just on the football side of things, have you still got your foot in the arena there?
So still doing some coaching. I'm coaching at Parramatta in NRLW.
Okay.
And working at the NRL and still sort of heading up some of our Indigenous All-Stars programs and stuff like that. So, yeah, still involved in the rugby league. I still see the game as a great vehicle to bring people together and to make a difference. So,
fantastic.
Still heavily involved.
To Deli, my brother. Look, good yarning with you. You take care, brother. To all the mob in Cairns, a fantastic opportunity. Now, kicks off, tonight, Friday, and goes right through till Tuesday 9th of November, yep?
Awesome. Yeah, bud. Go and catch it at the cinema.
To Deli, bro. Thanks for the yarn. You take care. We'll talk soon, bro. Deadly yarn there. Dean Witters, his name is, former NRL player, and talking about the Travelling Film Festival, which comes to Cairns, and the First Nations documentary. And Aradika is the pronunciation. Aradika, Rise Up is the meaning, and Shawnee Chulbra is acting in as well and presenting. So, look, it won't be a dull moment. He's too deadly. And just to see that film, fantastic. And it's great to have the Travelling Film Festival in Cairns. And excited about that. Have you seen Yanup Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black with the Wally One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarnum Strong? 1-800-422-416. Yeah, daily track there, Solid Rock with DH, Dark and Hanson. That's David Hudson. Big shout out, brother. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, or Meta. Is what they call it in there, BBM 987 FM. Yarn up strong, too deadly. Now, scientists around the world say the findings of a new report claiming industrial pollution has no effect on ancient rock art are patently wrong and could have disastrous ramifications. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Benjamin Smith, Associate Dean of University, WA, highest concentration of rock art in the world could be gone in 100 years, is the conversation there. On the line, Benjamin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. And great to speak to you from Whadjuk country here.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about our beautiful rock art. You're saying within 100 years, they could be gone.
Yeah, we're talking about the Murujuga rock art. Okay. That's managed by the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation. The rock art there, as you know, is in the... It's surrounded by industry, so that there's all of the... the North West Shelf gas comes ashore there and gets processed into liquid gas, and then attached to that are a whole range of other industries that produce fertilizer and those kinds of things, and these are heavily polluting industries, and that pollution is landing on the rock art. And what our project has been looking at is what the effect of all that pollution will be on the indigenous rock art of that place.
It sounded like another Jungan Gorge, you know, process. Who cares about the rock art? You know what I mean? Let's continue with the mining.
Yeah, Jungan Gorge in slow motion.
Exactly.
You know, this is the most important rock art site actually in the world. So I'm I work on rock art around the world, not just in Australia. And okay. this place has a million ancient rock engravings, you know, of enormous cultural significance. It's a lore place. It's a place where industry should never have gone. It was a mistake that industry went there. I think everyone concedes that today. But industry's there. We've got to live with industry. But equally, industry must behave in a way that is responsible.
Yes.
In this age of trying to cut to zero emissions, and not just in carbon, but other forms of pollution as well.
Well, exactly.
It's time for the industry to get into line and follow international standards.
Well, we're talking about mining, which is a business as such, and we're talking about employment and understand that, and if not townships or towns and cities, and the money that comes to the table in regard to the Australian government. But there's got to be a serious conversation and got to be a compromise or something that needs to go on here to protect the beautiful rock art.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in this case, it's not so much mining and that. It's the processing of offshore gases. And so coming out of these industrial plants is all this smoke.
Yes.
And within that smoke is nitrogen oxide, sulfur oxide, a whole load of acids that land on the rock. And, you know, just like putting acid on your hand, it burns, and it's burning that rock art.
Well, if we stop the businesses, it protects the rock art, it helps with global climate, and, there's two big important conversations there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, the traditional owners would, you know, a lot of the, as you probably know, the Bimya agreement under which native title was granted in that area,
yes,
stated that the traditional owners couldn't object to future industrial concessions on the area that is zoned for industry.
The so Clayton deal. We know all about the Clayton deal, the sort of deal you got when you haven't got a deal.
Exactly. So their hands are really tied on this, which I'm sure, you know, if that deal was negotiated in this day and age, that wouldn't have been allowed. But this was negotiated in the late 80s, early 90s. So, you know, times were a bit different then. I'm not sure that deal is fit for purpose today.
Yes.
So it's really important for scientists to be able to say some of the things that maybe some of the communities can't say. And that is that, you know, industry is openly continuing to pollute in that area in a way that is damaging to the Aboriginal indigenous heritage of that place.
Benjamin, we're having a yarn here on National Talk Black, which is a national program, goes across the country, and all ears are on board in regarding government as well as mob and constituents of this country. Where does this conversation go in regard to you as a Associate Dean of University in WA? Do we have this conversation with the ministers? Do we talk about this space, and where do we go from here to prevent losing rock art within 100 years?
A very important player in this is obviously the the Western Australian government and the Environmental Protection Agency here in Western Australia.
Are they aware? Have you had conversations?
So I have. They're aware of this paper, and they're aware of you know, the science that we have brought to bear. The Mark McGowan government, which has been in power now for six odd years, five odd years, has treated this matter more seriously than the previous government.
So okay, well, that's good. That's a start.
Yeah, they've set up a proper scientific advisory committee. They've started to create a project that is university-led but is co-owned by the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation to look at the impact of industrial pollution on the rock art. The problem with the process is that it's taking a long time, and it may be 5 years within that process before we even start to get results. We need action now.
Sure,
we can already see the evidence is serious. And the action needs to be that industry needs to put in place pollution mitigation measures. So they need to actually put in place the best technology that exists to cut out the pollution coming out of those stacks.
Well, exactly. Well, no matter what industry we're in, you look at COVID-19, you know, blessed are the flexible. We all had to adapt. And I think the so-called industries, you're talking about industrial industries, need to adapt in regard to this conversation and the importance of protecting the rock art within the next 100 years.
That's so wise, yeah. I mean, there's two options here. The industry either does it voluntarily themselves, or the government enforces it through stricter regulations.
So there are your two options. Exactly. Yeah. And of course, the traditional owners need to be at the table in regard to this conversation and to make sure that it is adhered to.
Absolutely. And then the traditional owners are at the table. So
beautiful.
Peter Jeffries is the CEO of the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation and is an absolutely staunch advocate of the protection of the heritage of that place. He's a remarkable advocate for that place.
Deadly brother. And thank you very much for sharing, Benjamin, and please do keep in touch, and we want to stay focused with this and keep making the conversation loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deadly Young there, Benjamin Smith, his name is, Associate Dean of University WA, and talking about the highest concentration of rock art in the world could be gone in 100 years, and that's thanks to industrial pollution, and it needs to stop, and government needs to adhere to it, and the so-called industries need to listen as well. But Deadly brother over there, his name is Ian McLeod, and one of his, and they're talking about protecting their rock art, which is so very important. 6 minutes left on the program, new mob. Have you saying yarn after song, squeezing a yarn here on National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and steered by the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black is a yarn that you can have, a platform that you can have your yarn. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416.
Back in ancient history, in a wonderland of grace, aboriginal and free.
That's the start of Over the Land They Used to Roam, but we do have Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm good, Trevor. Good morning, everybody. A loose comment. I listened to the 11 o'clock news there.
Yep.
I'm totally blown away from the fact that they put an Aboriginal fella's photo, Channel 7 or something, in.
They say if it bleeds, it leads. And, the so-called media outlet jumped on that, and it was all wrong, and has put this man in a very bad predicament in regard to being abused. And, he was in tears about the whole situation, but he's looking at suing the so-called media organisation.
That's why I've called up. I just thought it needed a little bit more attention. It blew me away to hear that.
Mm.
I think everybody was waiting to see who'd done it, but to put the wrong fella up is just...
Well, exactly. Well, they said they jump at a story. You heard it first here on this medium as such, you know. They want to grab the spotlight, so to speak, but at what cost, yeah? Someone else is defaming somebody.
Yeah, the press get things wrong. I've tried to deal with white press, and it's... I'm an expert at watching them.
You deal with a lot of press, don't you?
Well, I've given up now. I just, you know, I'm happy with you, fella, and what I can do on here. But I just thought that Friday that was worth more comment. That's just so disgusting.
It's
to
pathetic.
Do that to
pathetic,
like,
exactly.
Mud sticks. And, that's all. And have a good weekend.
Well, I reckon there's more Tony Gibbs out there. They carry the same name, you know what I mean? So get the right Tony Gibbs we're talking about is what we're saying, you know?
Yeah, I was watching a film one day, and there's, you know, the lines go up, all the names, and I've seen my name there a couple of times, and it's nothing to do with me.
You went straight to your bank account, see if the pay was in from the job that was done.
wish. Yeah.
Wish.
So I just think that I just had to come on, and I wasn't going to say nothing, you know.
Yeah, no, okay, but make that point. Exactly.
That's the worst thing that the press has ever done for a long time.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'll say no more, but I just...
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for putting the shining the light on that situation. Yes.
Yeah, I want to stick up with that innocent man there.
Okay. Too deadly, brother. Thank you. That's our Tony Gibbs. Big shout out. Thank you very much for your call there, brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Squeezing the yarn. We've got about 3 minutes left in the program. I think we've got someone going to come on this daily program. Like I said, 1 hour program. We have yarns across the nation and all ears here with your daily yarns on National Talk Black. The Wally on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Been doing this program now for about 7 odd years and enjoy steering the ship. It is your ship. So do add to the conversation, you mob. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. All right, so we just see if we can get someone on the line, see what we're going to talk about, but stay tuned. Daily program, National Talk Black. Yeah, go back to your deadly yarns here on National Talk Black. Big shout out to Koori Radio as well. Having deadly responses from people saying they're enjoying the show, so fantastic. We're going to catch up with someone online, my brother. Good morning.
Yeah, what do you say, brother? It's on a generation. How would you like somebody to take your kid and look at the people identified as, you know, they said, or ask parents for that little girl over there.
Mm.
You know, when you say that, brother, you appeal to the humanity. But not this one. A black woman talking, and that little fellow wasn't killed. And I tell you what, brother, this is a shot in the arm for policemen because of all the stuff that happened over there with policemen and our people.
Yeah.
But, like you say, brother, how would that... It happened to Miglu, you know, white fellows that children were taken off them, like foster care and all that stuff. It happened to them. But this one, it's a black woman, and I think they're going to be some sort of thing happened to a black woman over there in Carnarvon because they've got ill feelings towards, because they see us collectively as all the same.
Sure, and it's alleged at the moment, but yes.
But Calvin and all the fellows, black like them, they allowed the unity to be different, but not us. We're all the same. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, and it is alleged for this culprit, so there it is. But thank you very much for your company, Mob. Murray, going to sign off here. And stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Get the jab or get the knowledge about the jab.